Hello. Hi. Hola. Bonjour. What's vibey, everyone? What is good? It is unique. And I am back with a new episode, man. We're going to get right into it. We're going to go into the random fact and then give you updates and all that jazz. Okay. Let's get it. The dot on top of the letter I is called a little. Or I think it's called a tittle. Yeah, I spelled it wrong. A tittle or a little? But I think it's called a tittle. A hard-working adult sweats up to 4 gallons per day. Most of the sweat evaporates before the person realizes it's there. That's kind of disgusting and cool. I think that's why they say we have to drink a lot of water, like 8 glasses of water per day, because we're constantly sweating, especially if you're like hardworking and you're just, you know, exercising, all that jazz, and doing all kinds of stuff. But yeah, it's very interesting. You guys, my update, so the update on my injury, it's healing. That's all you guys need to know. It's healing, yeah, it's doing good, but I have to be particular on how I sit down. Yeah, unfortunately, but it is healing, it's getting better and all that jazz. My flower. Afropunk. Wow, Afropunk. So Afropunk. First of all, I just want to give a shout out to Propeller and Afropunk. So I was able to get free general admission weekend pass tickets. So I was able to get that. So that was amazing. And yeah, I had a very amazing time. So I came to Afropunk Saturday around 1 something. I came in, I got some free photos from like different sponsors like Toyota and stuff like that. Got some photos from them. And then I walked down more to like another stage. I think it was like the pink stage. Yeah, they were given, like, he also can get more free photos, and I think AT&T was doing, was also one of the sponsors, and you could be submitted into like a running for like the next Afropunk. You go anywhere in the world for 2020. So I was like, oh, that's cool. So I'm gonna submit my friends. So I got that photo, and afterwards I went to like the Truth had their own like little booth, and they were giving out a lot of great free stuff, like quality stuff. So usually like you get free stuff from festivals, it's not really good stuff. It's like, it could be like chapstick, sunglasses. Yeah, you want this backpack of chapstick, sunglasses, and sunscreen or something, or candy bar. Yeah, why not? But this one, they were giving out like legit t-shirts, and the t-shirts had like really fun sayings on it. They had like quality hats and what do you call that, and fanny packs. So I had participated and got me a fanny pack, and I found out that was like that it was Truth. There's a plane coming by. We're gonna let that go, and then a bus, you know. Go ahead, do your thing, bus. But yeah, I got me a fluffy, furry fanny pack, and I found out it was for Truth, and I was like, oh, snaps, I did a commercial for Truth. I did a commercial or two for them and a print. So I think it'll be really interesting if I got an email from them like, hey, we want to renew your renew your commercial. Here is another check. Boom. Wouldn't that be amazing if that happened to me this week? It would. But yeah, so I got me like a very furry like fanny pack. And it had a really cool saying on a tag. It was saying that people who smoke next to their animal is twice as likely to get cancer. So if you smoke cigarettes, by your animal, please don't, because they're going to get cancer. And these like four-legged creatures are so innocent. They don't know what's happening. So please be very cautious of your four animal creature. Okay, you guys. Please. But yeah. So Saturday Afropunk was phenomenal. I got to see Rico Nasty. Who else? There is like Tierra Whack. Alicia Keys randomly came out on Tierra Whack's stage. There is Gold Link. And at the end for Saturday closing, and there's also other artists. I just forgot their names. but at the end of Saturday for closing was Jill Scott. And that was phenomenal. I love Jill. Jilly from Philly. Jill, something real. Really amazing. So I got as close as I can to the stage. Because it was very packed on Saturday. So it was amazing. It was everything that I wanted. Everything that I needed to end the summer. It was just phenomenal. Her outfit was out of this world. It was gorgeous. Like African piece with beautiful jewels on it. So it's just shiny. It's just a beautiful spirit and woman. And just being... she definitely did her thing, Jilly from Philly. It's phenomenal. I was in awe. I had a really great time at Afropunk. And Sunday, yesterday, I saw Masego. And who else did I saw? What is her darn name? What is Saint? Wait. Saint Gold. Santi Gold. She's great. She's a phenomenal like performer too. Really fun. Masego is fun too as well. But yeah, and then it was Brittany Howard. Really great. So yeah, it was really great. Other than me starting my period yesterday. My lower back, but it was good. It was a good ending. I left early because my lower back was hurting. I was like, I just need to go home. So that's what I did. And later on, I saw one of my friends hit me. He was like, hey, come here. I was like, I was knocked out. So yeah, it wasn't happening. But yeah, so we're going to take a break. And we're going to go right into the next thing, you guys. Be right back with our sponsors. Okay, you guys, I am back. Let's get it. Okay, so I'm trying to think if I should come back with the corny joke of the day or continue what I was talking about. I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize. I'm waking up. It is Monday, early Monday a.m. Do I have the Monday blues right now? I don't know. Right now, my head feels like it's like something's like pushing down like the top of like my forehead. I have like a light headache for being on my woman's monthly. But TMI, boo, you guys don't want to hear that. Okay, Alright, so Afropunk, I really had a great time at Afropunk. So shout out to Propeller and Afropunk for my free weekend pass tickets. At an amazing time. I saw a lot of beautiful people and beautiful clothing, makeup. It was great. The vibe was amazing. It was phenomenal. It was great. It was a great way to end my summer. So I know summer has another weekend, and I think the holiday is coming up. It's Labor Day. It's this coming weekend. I don't know. I'm all like, what? It's another holiday. So I think this is going to be like ending the summer like with a bang, which is, I think, Labor Day. And it's this coming weekend, like this week. And see how that goes. I don't have anything planned. I don't think I'm going to do anything like wild or crazy. Like, yeah. I think I'm going to be very chill. I think my friends might have a barbecue at their place. I might do that. But as well. I have great news. So I shot a film in May. It was a psychological horror in Texas, and we are getting great news, great feedback from festivals and stuff. So I believe, I don't know if we won a category for one of the film festivals for LA, but I think we did. One of the directors had sent us a screenshot. I'm not too sure, but we're also in the running for our LA Film Fest for Best Short LGBT Film. And I think we're going to hopefully be in the one that's in for Munich. And hopefully be in there, so we could go there for September 30th. That would be great. But we are getting great news on our film, and I think we might be going to let me see, I think we might be going to LA. I have to look at the message. Let me see, because I low-key been thinking like, oh damn, I miss LA. I low-key want to go, but I'm like, I only want to go, I want to have my flight covered though, low key. Okay, let me see. So if we are in the running for this one, so so hopefully we'll be able to go to LA and be really great to see the rest of the cast and stuff, and then see some people that I do know in LA. So energy up, prayers up for that. Boom, prayers up for that. That's gonna be really amazing. So that's some really great news that I've been receiving all like late last week and this weekend. My phone's been going crazy on that, and my also phone's been going crazy on rehearsal for this play that I'm in. That's in November, and it's free to the public, and it's going to be in Queens. So I'm excited about that, and I am like one of the main actors. It's called Dance With Me. It's a short play. So I'm really excited about that. We're just getting the ball rolling on these projects and stuff. So I think I hear back from the agency and animation this week. We'll see. Getting some things rolling and going. And hopefully I can start biking again this week. She is healing nicely. But, as I say, we're getting the ball rolling. So, summer's ending. How are you guys feeling on a summer ending? I feel like I'm doing good. Summer was great. I really enjoyed my summer being in New York for the first time and in Brooklyn. Really enjoying my first summer here. And I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of cool people. Speaking of meeting someone, I went to this event. I went to this really cute hangout party. So, you know, my last episode where I was talking about dating, right? And how I joked, was like, oh my god, what if I saw a girl? Whatever. So, I did see a girl. I thought she was very beautiful. I saw her at the bar. I was like, damn. So, we talked briefly. It was really cute or whatever. And then I saw she was leaving. I was there with my friend, the homie, and she left, went home. I was like, alright, cool. So it's like, should I stay a little bit to get Shorty's number? No. But then Shorty left. I was like, damn it. So I'm like, I'm leaving like a minute later after her, and I'm like walking home, and I see her walking across the street, and I was like, bye, dancer, because she's like a dancer and artist. Bye, artist, bye, dancer. And she like turned around, waved back, and I was like, damn, should I go across the street, try to get her number? I was like, I don't know, should I do this? Am I doing this? Okay, I'm doing this. So she's like walking across the street, like running. And I'm like, dancer, artist. But I'm not yelling loud. I'm like whispering, yelling, like, dancer, artist. She couldn't hear me. I was like, dancer, artist. And she had her headphones in. And then she finally like stopped. She heard me. I was like, okay, hey. I was so weird and awkward. But I was like, I hope she doesn't think I'm weird. Whatever. Long story short, I was like, hey, are you okay with hanging out? We were able to exchange Instagrams. I messaged her very briefly. But we messaged a little bit. But I feel like for this person, you have to like really bring out the conversation, or this person's not really that interested, because I thought she was in the beginning. But that's totally fine. So I just stopped messaging her. So, but yeah, so like I said from the last episode, I am done with dating, because it's just kind of, oh, it's very bright, you guys. It's kind of, it's annoying, but it's totally fine. That experience was really cute or whatever. So, but I just like when someone gives me their like number or whatever and they don't really try. So it's just like, okay, I'm gonna stop trying or whatever. Like, or I'm the type of person, if I meet you, right, and it's just like, yeah, let's do Instagram, I'm like, all right, cool, and the message is not going so well, then I will eventually make the decision to stop messaging you, and then just unfollow you, and then maybe delete the message, and then I forget about you, boom, easy, point blank, because it's really annoying. You have to keep trying so many like times and really like bring in the conversation, and it's very short, so just be honest, be like, hey, I don't want to message you. She did say she was single, but I don't know. I'll leave it at that and really focus on blessings and my injury healing and all that stuff. Okay, you guys, it is now time to get into the corny joke of the day. And if my voice sounds lower or different, it just feels like I'm also getting a cold. I don't know. But we're gonna knock it out of the butt today, this week, because I don't have time to be getting sick. That is not the vibe. And being at a festival like Afropunk, you can get sick easily, because, you know, there's porta potties and there's soaps and water. But I had my hand sanitizer. I was hand sanitizing it up. But I definitely need to get like a wellness shot and stuff. So I'll do that. I'll go to Whole Foods. Okay, it is time for the corny joke of the day. You guys ready? Okay, here we go. How many lips does a flower have? I don't know, you mean. How many lips does a flower have? I don't know. Two lips. Isn't that funny? Ha ha. Ha ha. Okay, here's the next one. What do you call a shoe made out of a banana? I don't know. I don't know. What do you call... What? A slipper. Wasn't that so funny? No, it wasn't unique. Stop. That's why I had to do these corny jokes. Because it might make your day. And to start off your week with that. Okay. Guess what day it is? You guys, it is Monday. It's Monday a.m. And I think as society we have this thing about like Monday, whatever. But if we started with a positive attitude, started very positive, great energy, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have to be happy-go-lucky all the time, but we change our mindset, you know? Okay, this week, it's not going to be that bad. We're going to do something great. We're going to do some fun. We're going to make somebody smile this week. We're going to make someone's day. So, think about that for this week. Think about that for today. And enjoy your Monday. It's a beautiful day. If you woke up this morning, this is a blessing. Woke up well, uninjured, all that stuff. That is a blessing. So, I hope everyone has an amazing Monday, an amazing week. And everything. Have a beautiful day. Make someone smile today. Talk to yourself kindly, you guys. All right. Peace. I love you.